bridge.
Cregan, engines, Mr. Kendall. You can have maximum revs for a spell. Just don't go mad, that's all.
Thanks. Full ahead, quartermaster. Full ahead. Passage of the Tangmar. The story of a ship and its cargo of death.
I don't understand seamen anymore, Mr. Kendall. I don't understand them at all. I've been talking to the skipper, and I never thought I'd see the day when an ordinary seaman would try and involve his captain in murder. That fella Jones, you ought to be put in irons.
After I'd come off watch, I'd been asked by Cregan, the chief engineer on the Tangmar, to bring him up to date on what had been happening on the ship since we left Sydney. It hadn't made pleasant listening, as I'd listed Tuca's fall overboard, Ben Miller's death, and finally the attack Jones had made on me with a knife. The chief's seamed red face was set in lines of indignation as I told him of how Jones had claimed Captain Goddard had ordered the attack on me, and the indignation didn't disappear as I went on to explain that Jones had admitted he was lying. That Captain Goddard had had nothing to do with the knife episode.
So, we've a murderer aboard, eh? It's not a very pretty thought, Mr. Kendall. You're quite sure it wasn't the skipper's steward, this Jones, who killed Ben Miller?
Quite sure.
Then who?
I don't know.
Well, that's 4 days now since Miller's death. You should have found the man by now.
I better put you right in the picture, Mr. Cregan. I'm not what I appear to be. Not just the first officer of the Tangmar. I'm with Interpol.
That doesn't surprise me. I had a feeling about you when you came aboard in Sydney. I didn't quite swallow that story about the owners wanting you to make this one trip to Jamaica.
That's why Jones attacked me. He picked me for a policeman. Wanted to get even with all policemen, I imagine. He's got a record back in England.
I see.
I could have had him placed under guard, but he may as well work his passage. That's what he's getting paid for.
But what I don't understand is this. Did you come aboard expecting this man Miller to be killed?
It's a long story, and it began with the death of a man called Peter Slavin 3 months ago on the 14th of May in England. He was the sixth beneficiary under the terms of Victor Wherryman's will.
Ah, I see. And all the others are on the Tangmar.
Five, and now four. And if you say they're the obvious suspects, I'll heave you out the porthole, Chief. Of course they are. Staring me in the face. They all stand to benefit by Miller's death.
Well, then?
I could have arrested Major Challoner like that. His alibi is too weak for words. He wasn't in his cabin at the time Miller was killed. But I believe his story that he heard two people run past his cabin and went out to investigate.
And why should you believe it?
Because Major Challoner is determined to collect his share of the Wherryman estate. He has a single-minded ambition about that. His share. It's all he lives for. I don't think he'd kill to increase it.
Aye. Well, I hope you're right.
I am. I'm sure of it. I don't much like the Major, but I don't see him stabbing anyone in the back. He'd be more inclined to take a gun or a sword.
And what about the other three?
There's Dr. Lawler, successful surgeon. Do you see him stabbing clumsily, killing by brute force? There's Edwin Tuca, a convicted poisoner. Poisoner, Chief. Hates knives. And Ilona Fedorov.
No?
Well, she looks daggers when she wants to.
Aye, 4 o'clock. I'd better take a look at those engines of mine. That second engineer is a good lad, but, well, they don't have the same feeling for him, these young ones. I'll keep my eyes and ears open, Mr. Kendall. I'll let you know if I hear anything.
Come in. Well,
Shannon, this is unexpected. I'd had the distinct impression since our last little talk that you've been avoiding your father.
I have.
Might I ask why?
Father, I want to talk to you.
About what?
About us.
I'm waiting, my dear.
I could put up with the fact that you hated me because of Mother's death.
I don't feel strongly enough about it to hate you, Sharon, but... Go on.
But I will not be accused of trying to implicate you in the death of Mr. Miller in order to...
Oh, that. Why did you tell Dr. Laura that I was out of my cabin at that time, then?
I tried to explain. You wouldn't tell me what was happening, and so I asked the doctor. When he mentioned that Mr. Miller had been killed at 6 in the morning, I remembered knocking on your door and finding you out. If I could stop myself, I blurted it out to Dr. Lawler. It wasn't done intentionally, Father.
Just what's all this leading up to?
Just this. You hate everyone and everything. The army because you were invalided out with the rank of major instead of staying in for the whole war and becoming a general or something. The rank of major isn't good enough for Basil Challoner.
You're quite right, my dear, it is not.
You hate me because Mother died when I was born. I've lived with that fact all my life, and now I've had enough. I'm through, Father. The moment we reach Jamaica, I'm going my own way.
You did try that once before.
And you came after me. Not bullying then, were you? You didn't want me to think you hated me then, because you wanted me back. You couldn't bear to be alone. Well, I don't wonder. With your thoughts, I'd hate to be alone, too.
Have you quite finished?
Not quite, no.
I didn't know you had it in you. It's amazing. When you're angry, my dear Sharon, you're quite disturbingly like your mother.
I want you to know that I wouldn't touch a penny of the money you're coming into. I hope it makes you happy, Father.
Sharon, come back here.
Those days are over, Father. But I wouldn't worry too much. With £250,000, it shouldn't be too hard to find another whipping boy.
Sharon, though. You out to set a record for walking around the deck?
I'm walking off my temper, Mr. Kendall.
Oh.
And I don't want to talk about it.
Obviously. I hope you told him off, but good, Miss Challoner.
Mr. Kendall. I want to talk to you.
Yes, Mr. Duker.
Thank you for getting my name right at last, Mr. Kendall.
Is that all you...
No. No. Will we walk?
Why not?
It's about the murder.
What about it?
I can't sleep.
Oh.
I mean to say, if you were going to find out anything at all, you should have done so by this time, wouldn't you say?
Wish I had.
It's 7 days now since we left port. 4 since poor Mr. Miller was...
Yes, I get the general drift.
And I can't sleep.
So you said.
Every time I shut my eyes, I hear things. I keep thinking of somebody sneaking into my cabin and I... A whistle isn't any good.
I beg your pardon? Oh, that, you mean the whistle that Major Challoner gave you in case you were attacked.
Yes.
Look, Mr. Duker, why don't you have a word with the doctor? Perhaps he can give you something to help you sleep.
Would not know if somebody comes into my cabin.
Mr. Duker, wait a minute. It seems to me there are quite a few things you don't know. Do you still claim that you can't remember whether you were pushed or not that night you fell overboard?
Well, it all happened so quickly that I... No, I can't remember. I felt ill and I came up on deck to recover. I was standing with a rail and... I don't want to talk about it, Mr. Kendall.
All right. Well, now listen to me. We're doing our very best to find out who killed Ben Miller... But we can't work miracles.
I just wish we'd come much further, that's all.
What?
Well, I mean, I wish we were closer to Jamaica. We'll be at sea for at least another 3 weeks now, and... Oh, well. Well, never mind. Let me know if I can help you in any way, Mr. Kendall. Any way at all.
Well, you're likely to die of fright if you keep this up. Colonel Hacking, I'd like to have 5 minutes alone with you right now. As you're sitting in that ruddy office of yours laughing your head off. I just wish...
Talking to yourself, Mr. Kendall?
Oh, Miss Fedorov.
Ilona, please do.
How are you?
Lazing here in the sun, it is very pleasant. I've been watching your deck. It seems we are all on deck this afternoon. The pretty little Sharon and Mr. Tuker and you.
Are you up here to get the sun or to show off that very pretty dress?
Oh, how charmingly put. Pretty. Thank you.
I'm sorry to go back over this, but on the morning Ben Miller was killed, you were in your cabin, weren't you?
Sit down beside me, Dirk. There is something rather exciting about being suspected of murder.
You haven't answered my question.
I was in my cabin fast asleep. If I wanted to kill anyone, it would have to wait until after breakfast. I'm quite incapable of doing anything constructive. Or should I say destructive? At such an early hour. Oh, don't look so sad, Dirk. I feel so safe sitting here with you like this. Safe and very contented.
I'd realized Ilona Fedorov was beautiful the moment I'd seen her coming up the gangplank back in Sydney Harbour. But 7 days at sea had done her no harm at all. Her auburn hair was loose on her shoulders, and the long, slim legs were distracting as she leaned back in the deck chair, laughing at me, and my search for a murderer in this passage of the Tangmar.